to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It's brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone.
Gina J, good afternoon. It's gossip time. What are we starting with today?
Starting with Jason Momoa. What a beautiful man.
He looks like Jesus.
Because of the beard and long hair?
Yeah.
Remember he had the scrunchie on at one of the award shows? Everyone was going crazy over the scrunchie. Well, people are now going crazy because he has shaved off his beard.
Yeah, he hasn't shaved that beard in 7 years. So what are we looking at here? 2012?
Yeah, 2012. Now, he said he's doing it to raise awareness for aluminum recycling, to stop using plastic. I guess that's the whole thing.
That's not a bad idea.
But I think it's because a story came out this week that beards on men have more bacteria and bugs in it.
Oh, my God. I heard about that.
Yes, than dogs'
fur.
They're
like, It's like touching a toilet seat when you touch a man's beard.
Then again, he can get bacteria on me anytime.
Well, Gina, he's a special bacteria.
So Wendy Williams, soon-to-be ex-husband, bye-bye, he's definitely gone now.
Yeah, he's out as the executive producer of her show. He's been with the show since its inception in 2008. He released a statement earlier in the week apologizing to Williams and also apologizing to his family and all of Wendy's amazing fans. So he is gone.
And today on the show, oh my, she had the lowest cut shirt on. I don't know how that button was holding them together. Woo!
I'll tell you what, Gina, she could give you a run for your money.
She does. She's bigger than I am. But hers aren't real.
They're not?
No. Holy my God, they're bowling balls.
Let's go bowling.
So, did you see? Oh, man. Hashtag Free Britney has been going on the web right now.
Oh, boy. What's going on?
So they're saying that Britney Spears is being held against her will. That she didn't enter the mental health facility because of, you know, dealing with the stress of her dad. I guess the source is claiming that Britney was supposed to be taking some new medication and she refuses to do it. Her dad got mad, said, if you don't take it, I'm pulling the tour. And then he, you know, had her committed into a mental facility. That's the story that's coming out.
All right. Well, that sounds kind of, she loves her dad to death, though. I don't get it. Maybe he's looking out for her best interest.
Kim Kardashian has her first job offer if she passes the bar exam.
Yeah, Robert Shapiro has offered her a job at his firm. Of course, he worked side by side with Kim's dad, Robert Kardashian, defending O.J. Simpson back in the mid-90s. So they know each other pretty well.
And you see that she says she aced her torts exam, which I guess is some law exam.
Well, good for her. Hey, maybe she's really smart. I don't know.
So Joe Giudice, Real Housewives of New Jersey, he might be going to Italy. The appeal got denied.
Yeah, he wanted to stay in the United States. They might extradite him to Italy. He's been in federal custody since March 14th, since he's been released from prison. And her and Teresa were married in 1999, four daughters. And she says divorce if he gets exported. So we'll see what happens there.
And there's a rumor going around. She's already trying to shop a spinoff reality show about her divorce.
Well, of course.
If it happens, yeah.
Of course. Keep the money coming in.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out. And we'll see what happens tonight on Double Shot at Love. Pauly D and Vinny are back tonight on MTV. One of my guilty pleasures to watch. It's TIC.